This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. It's always about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are streaming live on the World Wide Web at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlife.com. Again, we have that big countdown. Episode 1051 is this episode right here. We want to welcome all of you again to Home Talk USA radio program. This is the Invent America part of our show. It's part of our family. We decided a long time ago to kind of we used to have these inventors and all these products and technologies, and it was all over the place. What happened in the first hour, second hour, bottom of the third hour? It was just all over the place, and this is so important, and I recognized that a long time ago, that we specifically narrow it to a little area of the show where we can talk to inventors and talk about the process, because I tell you, I've been going to the National Hardware Show, the International Building Show. This is going to be my 26th year going out there. And there's an inventor section. There's a USA section, young entrepreneurs. And I tell you, and then I met this lady one day. Her name was Rita Crompton. They call her the inventor lady. And I seen her. She started to organizing things and getting everything in one booth. And she'd have 24, 25 exhibitors. And a lot of times, these people didn't even know how they were going to get home, but they wanted to expose the technology. And I met her, and I said, you know what, let's just really... Then I start hearing all the horror stories, all the money lost and the bad lawyers. And so I said, you know what, let's just do a little segment. So I'd like to welcome my co-host right now, the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. She wasn't expecting this big monologue, okay? But she's a very asset of the show, and it's so great to have her help co-hosting the show. Hey, Rita, what's going on, my baby? I know I'm billing you up to this like God status, you know, but...
Oh, my God, am I going to be able to live up to this?
Yeah, I
remember when we first met and we took, my inventor that was there and your crew, and we went out to this wonderful restaurant, and you actually broke into song for us. It has been a wonderful relationship to work with you and to get to know you and to be dedicated to this same cause of getting inventors good information.
Well, I could tell you that it's all about technology and trying to protect, technology and try to help these people. And because I tell you, let's face it, I'm in the radio business. I need sponsors. I mean, we cannot be on the air unless we have great people supporting the show. Well, a lot of these times, this great technology, we would hate to see it not even come to market because of maybe some mistakes that the inventor made. And that's where you come in, right? right?
Exactly. And you're right when you say sometimes they don't know how they're going to get to the show, let alone get home from the show. And they don't even know what the next step is. You know, they get this idea that, I should get investors, and, I should do a Kickstarter campaign, and, I'm going to have my, take out a second mortgage on the house. And it's like, no, heavens no. And so what can they do? And for so many of them, they don't even know what licensing means.
Yeah.
And so it makes a big difference that we're able to get them the good information.
Now, you want to talk about the difference between renderings and prototypes. Let's talk about that. Let's start with there.
I know. It's like, my goodness. You know, I get so many inventors, and one of our guests was told, you don't need a prototype. All you need to do is have renderings. And I go, does that make sense to you? And she goes, well, I didn't know. And that is the key. I didn't know. And it's like, well, you can do renderings of life on Mars. It doesn't mean that there is life on Mars. And so for a lot of inventors, and I've seen some of these renderings, and it's like, well, you can say the windmill can, move the wind and run up and down the highway with, fake legs, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Yeah. But
so that proof of concept prototype, that we call it a sexy prototype, it works. It shows the size. It shows which way the compartments open. Those are so critical to get a licensee, a legitimate licensee, who's going to pay to get it into the marketplace, to take notice.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, let me ask you this, Rita. I tell you, there is a big difference. Because at the end of the day, you have to be able to put it together or have something. Okay, let me back up. This, I guess, I want to say I'm getting confused with myself. At the end of the day, it all starts with an idea in the head. You have to have it.
Right.
It could be your head or something you see or something you want to improve, so on and so forth. And I saw the story last night. I was watching on the History Channel. Let's face it. Sam Walton of Walmart is probably the greatest retailer of the 20th century. But you got to remember that Sam Walton was a copycatter. He was a counterfeiter. And what I mean by that is he didn't have no original ideas. Everything came from Costco. Everything came from the gentleman out in California that had the original, store and the original walk-in and buy everything on one roof and the original membership. It wasn't Sam Walton. Okay, Sam Walton will tell you himself. He even quoted it. I stole it, but I just took it to another level. But what I'm trying to say is, the poor guy didn't protect himself, and that's the point I want to make. You got to protect yourself. So it starts with an idea, and then after you get that idea, then you got to put it in writing. And if you put it in writing, then you got to come up with some kind of prototype or something. And then at the end of the day, then you got to see where you're at. Then you got to go get your patent attorney, because you don't want to start producing this stuff and start till you actually are legal to do it. Because you can have the greatest idea in the world, but you don't want to get it stolen. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And that's why we encourage the inventors. Join us at the Inventors Roundtable so we can help you start teeing this up. The first thing you spend money on is that independent, comprehensive search. It's a conflict of interest for the attorney to do it. So there's a lot of things that we have talked about over the months here that help point the inventors in the right direction. And I will still get inventors. I go back through your archives and I look for the topic that fits me at that given moment. And I go and I listen to it. And I look for the videos that you did for it. And you're exactly right. Is that, yes, you start out with, at a restaurant, you're talking about something and you make drawings on a napkin. There's always drawings involved. It's that at a certain point when you say, okay, now I'm going to go after licensing, or I'm going to go after the manufacturer's prototype and I'm going to start manufacturing. Well, with any of those steps, they're a little more advanced. It's when you get ready to put some significant money in there that we like the 3D rapid prototype for proof of concept.
Yeah.
And the things that have been brought, made with parts off a shelf someplace that you can actually see how it's going to work and say, oh, well, it should be a little smaller here. It should be a little larger there. And so that's what our guests are going to talk about today, is what they learned the hard way.
You got it. All right, my friend. Stay tuned right here. We're going to take a short break. We have a full show. We have three guests, and right when we come back off a break, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, this is the Invent America part of our show, right here, streaming live on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. All right, always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. I'll be right back, along with Rita. Yay!
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com.
one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yahee! Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Don't forget, this is episode 1051. Hi, Rita? We getting up there. That's a lot of episodes.
Yes, we are.
All right, Rita, who's our guest?
We have a big one to celebrate coming up in November.
That's right. Well, who's our guest?
Our guest right now is Andrea Vaughn. She is the inventor of a pet travel feeder, and I'm going to let her tell you exactly what that means, because we've all got pets, multiple pets. And today we're talking about the difference between renderings and sexy prototypes. And Andrea had a very particular experience with that. But, you know, her career has been in accounting for technology companies, and she'd been in the medical and communications industries, but she saw a lot of things going on in her career and in her life and decided she just wanted to be more creative. So, Andrea, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So you are at the very beginning, really kind of, I know your beginning steps have taken a lot longer than you wanted, and some of that is kind of because of the path you were down, because you didn't know any better, and we're hoping to correct that. But tell everybody a little bit about yourself, and then tell them, you know, a little bit more about what you invented.
Okay, sure. So I've always sort of been a creative person in my own mind, and enjoy doing home things and finding ways to fix things that are a little bit more outside the box thinking. And so following on that bent, as I'm getting a little bit older now, I'm looking at things that I really want to spend my time doing. And inventing has always been a part of my life. When I was home with my child, I thought of all different baby products. I'm now taking care of a senior mother, and I'm seeing things that she needs help with. And so it leads me back to my original love of making things. And that brought me to...
I was going to say, it falls into that old saying of, you know, necessity is the mother of all invention. Because we see it, we look for it, we can't find it, we make it. And that has just kind of been the American way forever and ever. So at this point now, you've got your pet travel case. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's basically pet luggage. Families all pack up their luggage to go, and you've got your pets, and you can take your pet luggage with you as well. And what I did is I designed luggage that actually is a pet feeder that feeds for 2 weeks. It's got inside, you know, for better lack of a better word, a plastic bins that probably hold about 2 cups of food each for 2 weeks. And then it's got a little side pouch for water bottle in case you're traveling and need water. So it's really a full piece of luggage for your pet. As well, when I go drop them at the kennels are now all saying break out your food into individual packets for ease of feeding and recognizing your pet and all the information they need for that. So it just really showed itself as a great need. And it's so much easier, and you save so much money on baggies and all kinds of other things. So that's what led me to make the product. And of course, when you've got babies in your arms and your own luggage you're dragging, it as well comes as a backpack piece of equipment, so you can either carry it on your back. It all depends really on the size of pet that you have, whether you would want,
well,
you know, size differences, that type of thing.
I see doggy daycares everywhere, and I am sure that there's going to be people that are going to say, okay, how long till we get this? So, you know, the problem that you ran into, all right, explain to us, I mean, you know, what happened and why you got stuck.
So while not really knowing what to do to get it developed, though I'm pretty good at making prototypes myself somewhat, so they're certainly not going to be the quality and level that a professional would do, but I wanted to pursue a place that had a lot of experience in doing it, so I turned to a lot of the looking into some of the one-stop shops that are out there. And learned a lot, and I'm still learning, but I think that my focus should be more along the lines of finding the experts in the individual phases of developing a product. And maybe going that route as opposed to the one-stop shop that can be very limited in types of things that they can really, make.
They're very limited in the depth of any given category. And that's where I think, you and a lot of other inventors have run into trouble because they want to be able to say renderings are good enough. And they're not, a rendering, right. You can do a rendering of, you could do a rendering of me up in a tree and that is never going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what, when you're in those early stages and you've never done it before, you don't know that a company does not license a product off a rendering.
Right, right.
And they've got to see proof of
concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. That's the tough part.
Yeah, I don't think we know the questions to ask and the details of what we're looking for. We just don't know as new inventors what are the questions and what are the parameters that we should, see them in. That's all. And really, what
it's
the end result of what you want.
It's not a class they give you in college,
Right.
And while there is a ton of information out there online, so much of it is wrong, but you don't know what part's wrong and what part isn't because you're right. You haven't been there. You haven't done that. You don't know why. So what's your next step?
Well, my next step is, of course, I want to pursue a patent that I feel will really protect it both, domestically and internationally. And I just feel very compelled to do that quickly. I speak more about this, and even though it is covered under provisional patent, I just feel that I want to pursue that. And as well, look into the prototype. I don't know what it would cost to get a prototype or three in different sizes, so I would just have to really look into costing those types of things out.
Right, right. And, that's one of the things that we really focus on is, vetting our service providers, vetting our sponsors, so that when an inventor calls up and says, all right, this is my next step, who should I talk to? That we know the names we're giving out are good guys.
Mm-hmm.
That they're going to be the ones that have experience and they have, a deep, experience in a certain area. And when I say, all right, here's two guys. They've got different specialties. They've got, different experiences. You need to talk to both and see who fits you.
Right, right.
We will be talking, and when we've got you really teed up and safe, we're going to have you back on again, and you're going to show everybody that travel case.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being with us, Andrea, and everyone. If you would like to be on InventAmerica.info is where you go for the form to fill out. Please, if you've got a story to share with us, go to InventAmerica.info and stay with us. We have got another inventor coming right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News update. With negotiations still at a gridlock, a government shutdown is looming if a deal cannot be reached by tonight. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's last-ditch effort at convincing fellow Republicans fell apart yesterday when they rejected a bill that he proposed to temporarily fund the government.
I pledged in taking this job to change Washington, to stand up for the American public, And that's exactly what we're doing.
The government will shut down if there's no deal by midnight. More auto workers joined the picket line after UAW and Ford failed to come to an agreement after 2 weeks of talks.
The president of the United Auto Workers, Sean Fain, says there's a long way to go before the union reaches a deal with Ford. The UAW expanding its strike with more workers joining the picket line at factories in Illinois and Michigan. More than 25,000 auto workers on strike right now.
Laura Winters reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hello, America, and all of those inventors out there. We are so glad to have you all with us. And we are talking today about the difference between renderings, all right, which are fancy drawings that move around on a page, and the actual prototype that you can hold in your hand and use. So if you are out there and you've got a product and you're ready to show off, let me know, because we're putting together our team for the National Hardware Show. If you've got questions, join us at the Inventor Roundtable meeting. They're free, and we're the inventor sitting next to you could actually be your best resource. Our next guest is Jeff Gerhardt. He was actually at the National Hardware Show with us last year. I know that he has done many renderings. Jeff, tell us a little bit about yourself. Thank you for being with us. And then tell us about Squeegit.
Yeah, I've been an IT guy most of my career. So I've been an engineer, familiar with some different types of tools and whatnot that we can use to do renderings or CAD or PowerPoint, those types of things. And the Squeegit, something I've been working on for quite a while. It started out, it's basically a blade, if you want to call it that. It's like a large squeegee you might use on your windshield. This one's about 4 feet wide and has a tool handle on it, like a shovel. And it's flexible in that the blade flexes as it hits, things in like your concrete driveway. If you run across expansion joints while you're pushing snow or material off your driveway, it will glide over those expansion joints, and it also bends when you might hit a movable object with one of the edges of the blade. And that's the way it's designed.
I've seen your prototypes. They are, you're at the point now where you've got really proof of concept prototypes, but you're looking then to have them, be more of that, towards that manufacturer's prototype. But how many prototypes have you gone through in the years?
Oh, boy, quite a few. They started out pretty primitive. My initial problem to solve was pushing snow up my driveway. I live in Colorado, so I live at 7,400 feet, and you get a lot of light snows, and so it's nice to be able to take a big swath instead of trying to go out and shovel things. So I developed this, and it started out with wood and plastic and broom handles, and it migrated to a more rigid design where I had metal and making this blade out of metal and a fixed back. But the problem with that was it was too rigid. It chattered as you tried to move it across the surface. It jarred it pretty good, and it caught on everything. And that's where the Squeegee-It model, its latest version, came up, was I was looking for a way to actually make something that would flex and kind of glide and then also not get caught on obstructions on a surface, like an expansion joint or imperfections in your concrete or asphalt, those types of things. And so the last evolution is what you saw at the National Hardware Show, where it's basically gone to a pultruded fiberglass handle with some polycarbonate in the blade and some rubber that allows it to bend and flex as it goes across the surface.
Okay. So, you know, yes, I realize, and I work with inventors who, you know, you start out, you got a sketch maybe that you start working with, and then you've got maybe some CAD drawings, and which fall into that category of rendering. But you have to get past that. You've got to get something that, you know, you can get out on the driveway and push around and see how it works. Renderings would not have worked for you to just stop there.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I mean, I've drawn things up, like in PowerPoint and freehand sketching, and just to get the ideas in my head onto a piece of paper so I could actually reflect on what I was trying to accomplish. But I didn't ever use anything like Fusion 360 and model it or anything like that. It was a little large for that anyway. And the real issue is the physics of it all. So you actually have to build something that you can actually try and use. And that was my case. I actually had to put it into a physical format to be able to take care of the problem I was trying to address and therefore see the results. And it's amazing how you, when you go from paper or PowerPoint or Fusion 360 down to a physical device, you'd start to notice a lot of things. And that's where I was.
Yeah. And because just the drawings doesn't give you a chance to test materials and see what's going to work.
That's correct. Exactly correct. And then you also have cost implications and you want pieces to fit here and there. And so you start to get physical with it, it changes your whole perception.
It does. It really does. I mean, I've had so many people say, you know, like, all right, when I went to make my first prototype off the drawings that I'd had done, it's like, it didn't work. And so you've got to be able to test it and play with it and see what's going to happen. So, Jeff, what are your next steps?
Well, my next steps are to try to get a more production-worthy prototype, and I've got a couple ideas to make a few minor changes to it as well. It might make it a little bit easier to use, and so I want to implement that. And so I'm in the hunt for somebody to help me do that, and so that's where I'm at.
All right. Well, and I've seen your product, and I've lived in Colorado, so I understand what you're going. But now I live in Tennessee, up on a mountain. And we have, you know, the driveways that have got the seams in them, and we've got rocks, and we get ice, and, you know, we only get about 6 inches of snow, and it comes at about 2 inches at a time, you know, over the winter. So you're exactly, you know, on track with, you know, all the different places where that little bit of flex in the blade of the shovel can make a difference between, you know, jerking your arms off and making it fall over on the ice. So, you know, definitely part of that scenario is everywhere. And it's, you know, whether it's, you know, cleaning off the concrete from ice and snow or probably other things too. So anyway, Jeff, thank you so much for being with us. We will stay on where you're at, and when you've got those next versions of the prototypes, we'll have you on again. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
everybody.
For
we have
time.
Got a, we thank Thank you. We have got our industry expert up next who is going to talk about when the renderings actually do work. And stick with us so that you can hear his expertise. And if you need an early stage designer, use Scott Parsi. Scott Parsi with CAD Design Sponsors. You need his contact information. He's on our website with his logo. Or I can give you his email and his phone number. So join us. Join us at the National Hardware Show, the Inventor Roundtable meetings, and if you need a service provider, you give me a quick call and we will give you the name of a good one. Thank you, GCN Communication Network, for all you do for us.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast acting all organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thank- thanks so much for being with us. And our next segment, we are featuring our industry expert, so Noah McNeely, and we are very happy to welcome Noah to the show. He is one of our new sponsors. He is an expert in product development and the founder of Product Quick Start. So I've already sent him a couple of clients, and we are really grateful, Noah, to have you on board with us. So tell everybody a little bit about you and then a little bit about Product Quick Start.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here. And Rita, I'm really excited that you and I have gotten to know each other. Yeah, so I'm one of those kids that really didn't know what he wanted to be when he grew up. So I went into engineering and went into design, and I ended up doing this. And I've been developing product for clients for about 25 years. I used to do that mostly for very big companies. I got kind of bored with that. So 10, 12 years ago, I switched over, and now I do mostly work just for inventors and startups and smaller clients.
Well, we are excited to have you join our family here. And you had said that you have helped over 200 inventors develop their products.
Yeah, that's right. I've been, like I said, I've been doing this for a long time. So I've done everything from toys, tools, consumer electronics, you know, all sorts of stuff. I've probably forgotten more than I remember.
Well, we are glad to have you with us, and especially for today's topic, because we're talking about the difference between renderings and then the physical prototype. And there's certainly times when, you know, the renderings play a role in fact, in almost everything. You know, an inventor will start out with, you know, drawings, quick sketches on a napkin sometimes at a restaurant, and then go into, you know, their duct tape and cardboard version of a prototype. And I've seen some really good ones made out of Legos, for that matter, and stuff. So, you know, to do a rapid prototype, which is a lot of times the next phase that we go through, there will be renderings or CAD drawings. But for most consumer products, they need to get past that. And there are some scoundrels out there that think consumer products can go just based on renderings. And so,
I'm not sure they think that so much as they just try to sell inventors that that's true.
There you go. There you go. Thank you for qualifying that. So explain to our listening audience, you know, the difference.
So you're right. Both, you know, renderings and prototypes both have their purposes. You know, one's not bad or anything. You may use both throughout your process. But a rendering, you know, it's a picture. It's a very often a very nice, though I've seen some that were kind of awful, but usually a very nice picture of your product idea. It's not real. It's generated in the computer. It exists only in, you know, virtual space. It may be animated. It may, you know, you may see parts move. You can do all sorts of cool stuff like that, but it may be a picture of a product that's real, maybe, or could be real, maybe a picture of a product that could never be real. It may be a picture of something that defies the laws of physics. And since it's just a picture, you really don't know. You know, you can make some assumptions and things, but oftentimes you need that prototype to really prove that something works. I'll give you an example. Think about the movies and the TV shows people like. A lot of people are fans of Game of Thrones. And if you were to wake up from a coma with no cultural reference and no, you know, no memory of anything, you might see that on TV and think, oh, dragons are real. I can go down to the zoo and I can see a dragon. It's as real as a horse, as real as a panda bear. Of course, we know that's not true. It's actually just a rendering, but it's a very realistic rendering of something that can never exist. And sometimes I see renderings of products that can never exist, and that's because there's no engineering behind them. There's no proof that, you know, what they're trying to do can actually be done.
Right. Right. I know we get so many inventors that say, well, let me send you the renderings. It's like, no, send me a video of you using it.
Right.
Because then I can see what it is you've got. And when we get something, because a lot of our inventors want to be able to license their intellectual property, but they need a proof of concept prototype for the licensee to look at it and see it, and a lot of them try it. So those renderings now, they've got their place, but we've got to be able to get to then the proof of concept prototype.
That's right.
So I know the music is playing. We are going to get Jeff who was just on with his product. We are going to send him, Noah's name. In fact, I already did this morning. So anyway, we are going to have Noah back on more often, and his website is productquickstart.com, and all of his information will be on the website. So thank you, everybody, for joining us, and stick with us because we're going to tie this up here in a few minutes. Thank you so much, Noah, for being on today.
Thank you. Yeah, I had a great time. Thank you.
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. I know that there are roughly 10 million wannabe inventors out there who are just not taking that first step. Join us at the Inventor Roundtable meetings. We are happy to explain the process and let you know what's next. If you are teed up, then join us for the hardware show. Let me know if you need any kind of service provider, and I will send you their names and contacts. Thank you so much to Noah McNeely and Product Quick Start for joining us at our Invent America family and part of Home Talk USA as one of our new sponsors. So please join us on our show. If you've got an invention yourself or know someone who does, send them to inventamerica.info to fill out the form so that I can see who's out there, and we'll get you on the show. You can talk about your problems, your successes, and share with all the other inventors out there everything that we need to know about making a product great in America. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Invent America. And join us, InventorLady.com, InventAmerica.info. We are happy to add you to our list.
Home Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Spera. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Polyficarts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HometalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial
bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.